You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille. And this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, no more sour tears. Let's take a look at Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Here we have Paul speaking on the things that should be thought of, the things we should meditate on, whatever is true, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is just, the things of good report, things that are honest. So when it comes to no more sour tears, this has to do with pondering on things. It was a time to think on those things. It was a time to process those things, to get past that place, to deal with whatever needed to be dealt with by looking at the person in the mirror. But now that time has expired. And once that time has expired, we should be in a place, tears have already been shed over that thing. You've already cried about that. You already cast your cares regarding that issue. Whatever that issue was, you've already cried those tears to God. So no more sour tears. Sour tears come from crying over things that are expired. Crying over things from a past season. Crying over things you've already dealt with. You've already been there. You've already done that. But for whatever reason, rather than focus on the things you should be meditating on, the things that are true according to God's word, the things that are honest, the things that are pure, the things that are just, instead of focusing and keeping your mind on the things of God and being grateful and being thankful and having a mindset stayed on Him and thinking on the things above, one drifts back into a place dwelling on the things that come from an expired time in life, the things that come from an old season in life, therefore producing and shedding sour tears. And here's my moment of transparency. I know what it's like to focus on things from past times, past situations, and I found myself crying over something, shedding tears over something that I'd already put before God, had already processed, had already dealt with, but I allowed my mind to go back in a place to pick up something that I should have left where it was. Once I cast my cares to God, I should have left that thing where it was, and I went through this process of shedding tears. And once I went through the process, the revelation that was given to me, those were sour tears. And I was like, my God, sour tears. Sour tears come from things that are expired. If you look at a jug of milk, milk must be refrigerated. Milk has an expiration date on it. And if you have milk, you try to drink the milk past the time, past the expired time, it's considered spoiled. And when milk is beginning to spoil, it is sour. It comes to a point when you're trying to process things. It's not that you shouldn't. It's not that you should not take the time to look in the mirror. Look in the mirror, deal with it, cast your cares, but don't stay in that place. Don't go back to an old season, wasting, taking up space in your mind, taking up space in your heart, dwelling on old things, shedding tears that are sour because the thing you're crying over is expired. The thing you're crying over has nothing to do with where you are today, has nothing to do with where you're going tomorrow. We are to meditate on the things of God. We're to meditate, have our mind stayed in a place. And I had to repent. I had to turn away from dwelling on the old. I had to turn away from dwelling on this thing, this moment, these thoughts that I was having that produced sour tears. So I encourage you, once you've cast your cares, it's already been done. You've already cast your cares. Don't go back and pick it up because that's time
wasted. That's time that could be spent on God. And rather having tears that are sour, you could have tears of joy, rejoicing over what God has already done. And time is a resource. I can't get that time back. The time I wasted in shedding those sour tears should have been time of having tears of joy, thanking God for what He's already done, thanking God for where I am today, thanking God for the good, the bad, and the ugly. And why would I say that? Because even the ugly things in life, even the bad things in life, if we take the time to look with the right lens, we can learn from those things so we don't repeat the same cycle. So I encourage you, no more sour tears, no more crying over what has already expired, no more crying over what is already no longer a part of your present. We all have things that we have dealt with or we have to deal with. We are to cast our cares to God and keep our mind staying on the things that are true, that are pure, that are honest, that are just, and that are lovely. This is how we should meditate. Meditate on those things. Keep our mind on those things and not allow our minds to drift and be pulled back into things that have already been dealt with, things we've already cast over to God, we've already given over to God, wasting time dealing with expired things produces sour tears. No more sour tears. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. God, I ask you that those that may be in a time of reflecting on things, that God may be in a place of tempted to go and pick back up something they've already given over to you. That, Lord, let this be a time of reflecting in a way, Lord, to know that that thing has already been cast over to you, then not to go pick it back up. That, Father, this is what we should be doing, and having our minds stayed on the things of you and not dwelling of the things that are of yesterday, not going back and picking up old things, causing ourselves to go into a place of producing sour tears, tears that come from dealing with things and reflecting on things that have already expired. But Lord, let this be a time of healing. Let this be a time of meditating on your word, meditating on the things that are true, that are lovely, that are pure, that are honest, and that are just. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed.
Thank you for joining me on deck in the Triage Room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the Triage Room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed.
One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.